We were speaking with protesters on scene. There were, as you mentioned, several groups out there tonight. They've told us they wanted to be there to demand a ceasefire. Of course, this all happening at what we've learned was an event at the Democratic National Committee. Protesters telling us things just escalated very quickly. And we were asking if there was a specific moment, if there was something that sparked the escalation this evening. And they could not tell us what that was. The protesters say things moved very fast, Dimitri, shortly after they arrived around 7:15 or so.
Can we talk about any injuries to protesters? We said that the official record says six officers treated for injuries. Did you speak to anybody who says they were hurt?
We spoke to protesters telling us, you know, they still were feeling scratchy throats. They said possibly some kind of pepper spray, some kind of pepper spray, maybe even tear gas was used, they thought. Some of them saying they could still feel it in their eyes, their throats. Some just shaken up, saying they came to protest for peace, in hopes of peace. And they really said they did not expect the evening to take a turn toward violence the way that it did.
As you well know, we're several years removed from January 6th, but I have to say, when I saw the video of those bike rack type barriers being moved and people holding onto them and clashing, it kind of brought back all of that. A much smaller scale, obviously, tonight, but what else are people saying out there about, I'm sorry to put it this way, who started it or who they believe sparked this?
Well, Dimitri, it appears, you know, we reached out to police. Police say they're still processing what happened tonight. You know, by the time we were out there, it's still very early from when the protest and when the gathering started. The groups may be still looking back over how this escalated, as we mentioned, what moved that needle and what sparked this. I think that's still being looked at this evening. We did mention in our broadcast as well, this comes one day, as you know, after the March for Israel on the National Mall. Some of the protesters there were remarking that things were very different, that the protests were in contrast to each other. Again, about 150 people or so a much smaller scale here outside the DNC. Those groups, though, have cleared. Police say that they will be there on site through the evening, just out of an abundance of caution.